Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. On this day, July 24, 1839, the readership of the Barbadian newspaper was informed by a correspondent that he had successfully distilled 50 gallons of gin from local mangoes. The writer then methodically described the distillation process. The first step was to fill a vat with ripe mangoes and water for a period of 36 to 48 hours, or until the fermentation process began. Afterwards, the seed is then divested of whatever pulp adheres to it, and the liquid is divided as follows: 60% juice, 35% water, and 5% of sweets. This mixture is then allowed to ferment for 5 or 6 days. Mango gin, according to the author, had a remarkably mild taste, somewhat like British gin, but far less pungent than local rum. The protracted economic decline of the sugar industry and the challenges of adjusting to a post-emancipation society encouraged the Barbadian planter class to diversify their monocrop business model. Developing agro-based products like mango gin was therefore viewed as a means of utilizing a widely available fruit to establish a marketable alcoholic beverage. On this day, July 24, 1839, the editors of the Barbadian received from a correspondent a sample of locally manufactured mango gin, as well as a recipe for its distillation. For almost 2 centuries, Barbados's economy was reliant on sugar and rum exports, and subject to fluctuating prices for these commodities in world markets. Mango gin was therefore heralded for its potential to lucratively diversify Barbados's agricultural sector. Despite the enthusiasm of the correspondent, mango gin distillation did not take root in Barbados in the 19th century. With other countries successfully producing mango gin, perhaps the time is ripe for the island to explore the manufacture of the product once again, to better utilize our local mangoes, to boost manufacturing, and to create more employment opportunities for our youth.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.